reviving the dead. Within these pages, the maddest doctor of them all and his demented disciples once again delve into the secrets of life, as science fiction meets horror when the world's most famous monster lives again. Both Maker and Monster were originally conceived in the imagination of Mary W. Shelley during the summer of 1816 in Switzerland. Along with her lover, Percy Bysshe Shelley, Dr. John Polidori, and Lord Byron, who were staying in neighbouring households on the shores of Lake Geneva, the 18-year-old Mary decided to try her hand at writing a ghost story. Urged by Percy to develop the result into a book-length work, Frankenstein, or The Modern Prometheus, was published anonymously a year and a half later. It was a huge success. And by 1823, at least 5 different adaptations were being staged in London. The story first reached the screen in 1910, when Charles Ogle portrayed the misshapen creation. At least 2 more versions were filmed before Universal cast the relatively unknown Boris Karloff in the role of the monster for James Whale's classic 1931 adaptation of Frankenstein. With his square-shaped skull, corpse-like pallor and distinctive neck bolts, it's Karloff's, and makeup maestro Jack Pierce's, sympathetic interpretation of the creature which most people still remember. Karloff recreated his role through 2 sequels before tiring of the part, but Universal kept the series going for another 5 episodes. Lon Chaney Jr., Bela Lugosi, and Glenn Strange all donned the distinctive makeup until finally Abbott and Costello met Frankenstein in 1948, and the series was brought to a satisfactory, if somewhat overdue, conclusion. Boris Karloff went on to play the creator in Frankenstein 1970, 1958, and appeared as the monster one last time on television's Route 66 in the early 1960s. However, Mary Shelley's immortal creation continued to live on in numerous low-budget variations involving Frankenstein and his apparently limitless offspring and prodigies. In 1957, Britain's Hammer Films revived the characters, this time in colour, with The Curse of Frankenstein. But instead of following the exploits of The Creature, the series of 6 loosely connected films concentrated instead on Peter Cushing's pitiless Baron and his failed experiments. There have been numerous screen and television adaptations since. From Peter Boyle's tap-dancing monster in Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein, 1974, through Robert De Niro's dignified creature in Kenneth Branagh's Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, 1994, to Aaron Eckhart's vampire-killing anti-hero in Stuart Beattie's I, Frankenstein, 2014. Filmmakers have continued to expand and develop the original story and characters in often unusual and unexpected ways. Paul McGuigan's Victor Frankenstein, 2015, which explores the relationship between the young scientist, James McAvoy, and his troubled assistant Igor, Daniel Radcliffe, is unlikely to be the final interpretation. There have also been many literary successors to Mary Shelley's novel, from Donald F. Glut's pulp series, The New Adventures of Frankenstein, to Brian Aldiss's Frankenstein Unbound, filmed in 1990, in which Mary and her literary creations coexist in the same alternate world. More recently, Dean R. Kuntz created a series of contemporary Frankenstein novels, which were also the basis for a failed TV pilot. And there have been illustrated versions of the story by everyone from Bernie Wrightson to Gris Grimley. For many people, the name of Shelley's scientist and his monster have become synonymous over the years, and there is an argument to be made that they are too representative.